and talking NBA conference finals and challenges in the Eastern Conference moving forward. And do those challenges mean the Cavaliers maybe don't have the team in place that they're going to need to have? And should they make some tweaks? And Andy, overall, your thought on this is?
I think they're stuck. I just don't know. It's going to take some magic to twist this roster around to bring in a major impact player without gutting what they have right now. And I don't even know if that's... Yeah, I guess if you gut it, then you could go back and you try to get out of their fiscal handcuffs that they're in. They're also in handcuffs about, you know, draft picks, because you're still having... you got to pay the Donovan Mitchell price.
There are three of them that are on their way to Utah for sure. 2025, 2027, 2029.
Right. So you're
and then pick swaps in between in 26 and 28.
And then if you get into the, if when you're in this second apron of.
Which I don't understand. And very few teams, I think maybe three teams could end up in the second apron, which makes things really, really harsh. As far as changing your roster, the Cavs could be one of two or three teams that end up in the second apron, Andy.
I mean, if you want to just throw money away, then, you know, you can do, but it's millions. It's not like, oh, we're at 126% of, you know, the salary cap. And
what were the figures?
1% sounded a big deal.
If you re-signed Ty Jerome for 17, it basically cost you $80 million.
It was something insane. So
it's nuts. I don't feel a need right now for the Cavaliers to go out and bust up their core four players. And, you know, core four, obviously the name that the Cavs gave themselves with those four guys.
Right.
The two guys in the backcourt, the two guys in the front court. You've thrown DeAndre Hunter in there as well.
Yeah.
I think DeAndre is actually a guy that they could move. I don't want to move him. I like him. I don't want him to be traded. He's a guy you could move. The only other possibility, if somebody called Kobe Altman and said, we really want Darius Garland, here's a comparable player who you can play on the wing, I'd definitely consider it.
Yeah, I mean, if you go back and you look at your thoughts of trying to hang in even to Ty Jerome or Dwayne Wade, it all kind of got handcuffed.
I call him Dwayne
Dean, you're handcuffed because of the fact that Evan Mobley, you know, won Defensive Player of the Year.
And his salary went...
He went from 224 to 269.
Buda bing. Good for him.
Yeah.
And this was all inspired by some of the trade rumors we saw. Evan Mobley to Milwaukee for Giannis, which I don't think is a viable opportunity. Dominic is in Cleveland. Hey, Dominic.
Hey, I don't think we need to do anything to the core four except send them to some off-season training with either the Navy SEALs or the Green Berets, because it's about mental toughness. Look at the teams that are still in the playoffs. All of these guys play tough basketball. We weren't ready for that, and a part of that is coaching. So the coach needs to go too.
But well, you're the guy at the best record in the Eastern Conference. He's
coach
here for 1 year.
Regular season.
Yeah, I got you. But you know what, Dominic? I'd argue with you, but this is a franchise that fired a coach that took a team to the NBA Finals and was in first place.
Look,
so I can't argue with you. I cannot.
Okay, but now with the coaching, he played 10, 11 people all regular season. Got to the playoffs, he got tight. Look at what Indiana's coach did. He stuck with it. We should have kept those guys in the rotation. All our guys looked fatigued. I never saw Indiana's guys looking fatigued during the game, because the fresh rotation stayed in play. We didn't do that. So it's mental toughness to me with coaching and with the player.
Dominic, I'll ask you one question. Is Indiana the best team in the NBA?
Right now, I have to say yes.
And I think you got to give them a little respect, and that's all I'm saying.
Dominic, thank you.
Thank you.
I got to go Oklahoma City.
I can't wait to see it. And you know, kid, the NBA, they could wait up forever to see this matchup.
Thomas is in Shaker. Thomas, welcome to our show.
Oklahoma City is the best team in the NBA. That's a no-brainer.
No-brainer. Okay, I can't wait till these two teams play, man.
Come on, man.
They're on fire right now.
He's caught up in Pacer fever.
I got a fever. And
man, how do you have fever for Indiana? Come on, doesn't that go get your Ohio blood?
No, what's the difference? They've never won a title. I mean, if you're going to lose to the team that's going to win the championship.
Midwest Superior. Man, we're supposed to be, Ohio's supposed to always feel like they're superior to all the other Midwestern states.
So you don't.
I don't know.
It's true, man. We can't root for another Great Lake. I mean, it's like rooting for Detroit.
It's like rooting for the Big Ten and the Rose Bowl. I do that too, even when it's Michigan.
Never seen Terre Haute on a Friday night?
That's true.
Oh, boy.
Anyway.
You don't cry when you watch Hoosiers? Come on, man.
You got to tear up those.
No, I don't.
Come on. Shooter anyway. Listening to the game in the hospital. Come on, man.
3, 2, 1, let her fly.
It's okay. He's my assistant. You're gone.
But I was fine.
Oh, Andy. Anyway, I think the Cavs, you know, I don't.
Oh, what happened?
I don't know.
I just clicked back on Thomas. I think he's still there. Yeah, I think you just clicked up. Oh, there we go. Thomas, all right, gotcha. Yeah.
All right, cool. All right, so I don't think the Cavs should trade Evan Mobley. I don't think the Cavs should trade Evan Mobley or Mitchell. I think they're about two untouchables. But I'm with you with the Garland thing. If they have, I really like Wagner. Out of Orlando, I really would the starter Fries. Yeah, yeah. I would love to trade Fries for Garland for Fries. I think that he brings that added toughness to our team that
and
we would
6'10".
Need. And he'll still give you 20 points a game. I think if that was on the table, I would make that trade, man. I mean, I really do think
But they have Jalen Suggs.
Yeah, and Jalen Suggs, we're right there. The only two teams that are stopping us in the East are Indiana and New York. So we just got to build our team. We're like so close to getting to the finals. And it's just, I just would make that move because you have to. You got to be bold to win the championship. And I just think that Garland has proven playoff after playoff that he's not, maybe that he's not ready or something, but I just rather go with somebody else.
All right, Thomas, thank you very much.
Thank you. Oh, I was going to ask Thomas if he could ever root for Clevelandites when you're from Shaker.
Of course not.
You can find a way.
Along with Evan Mobley, the only other guy on this team that I wouldn't think about trading is Donovan, obviously. It's, to me, Mobley and Mitchell are your guys. And I know many folks don't want to hear this. Darius, I won't call him an auxiliary piece. He's a key piece, but he's not as key as Evan, and he's not as key as Donovan. And that's why if that phone rang and you had that, you know, for instance, like as Thomas just said, if for whatever reason Orlando wanted to trade you Franz Wagner in a deal with Darius, you got to take that phone call. Mark's in Cleveland. Hello, Mark.
Mark.
Hey, fellas. I'm staying with this team on a simple fact that I do put a lot of that the losses on the injuries. I mean, you cannot take that away.
Hard not to, Mark. Yeah.
Yeah, and a lot of people try to overlook that. And then I look at New York. I look at Boston. Both of those teams are strapped. They can't make any kind of moves. Boston is over the limit. I mean, they maxed out. And New York just made, I forget how many first round picks they gave up for Mikal Bridges. They can't do anything. So I think we're still good in the East, and I'm not going to break up this backcourt. I mean, you're talking about the second to fifth best backcourt in the NBA. I'm not breaking that up. I mean, we're going to have to roll what we got to do, and we got to do what Kobe said. If Evan got to pop, if he don't pop and advance his play, we can't do nothing. But I'm keeping this team together. I mean, look at the wins we did.
You know, Mark, one thing that's interesting, did you find this interesting? Because I kind of did. Donovan made first team all NBA. That's a big deal. And right. We've seen it before. Mark Price made it for the Cavaliers and of course LeBron numerous times. But Cavs don't make first team all NBA. But Evan Mobley made second team all NBA. And I thought that was pretty fascinating. Because that's a big honor. And he made second
Evan's
team.
Evan's a beast, man. I mean, he's one of the best defensive players, if not the best defensive player in the league.
Yep.
So, I mean, and he's averaging 19, 18 points. So, I mean, he deserved that. I just want to see more out of Evan, man. You know, you look at somebody like Giannis. Each year you saw 6, 12, 18, 24 points. You saw the growth. I don't know if it's because he got the ball fed to him or with just his growth, but that's what we need to see out of Evan. Evan, 25 points a game, and then, you know, he's a superstar.
Mark, I couldn't agree with you more. 25 might be tough because of all the other scoring options and with Donovan here, but there's no reason that Evan Mobley can't pick up a couple of more shots and a couple of more points and average 22, 23 points a game. I mean, I think that's real doable. His defense puts him in a position, though, where if he's scoring 18, 19 points a game and getting close to 10 rebounds and playing his D, that's getting it done. Taylor is in Parma. Taylor, welcome.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Great,
thank you.
Hey, I had an interesting thought. I'm in total agreement that Mobley and Mitchell are untouchable. What if we got rid of Garland and talked to the Sixers and tried to get like Tyrese Maxey so they can't match up on our guards anymore?
Does it still leave you with two small ball dominant guards?
Well, Maxey can play off ball, and he's a much better perimeter defender. And he's a couple inches taller than Garland, but.
So who's going to handle the ball, Donovan?
I think either one of them could. I mean, honestly, I kind of look at them both as kind of combo guards.
It's interesting. See, Taylor, this is the type of stuff that.
You want me to be the brick wall?
Yeah.
Cavaliers are over the luxury tax threshold, and this trade and the incoming aggregate salaries exceed what is allowed of the 125%. The handcuffs out, that trade would fail.
Baskin's no fun, Taylor.
Yeah, hang on a second. Let me just.
Maxey's 6'2", and he does play point, but it does leave you with two small ball dominant guards.
And then the other thought I had was get rid of Jared Allen. He's proven in the playoffs that he's just too soft.
Had two double-doubles against Indiana.
And other games, he had like 3-4 rebounds.
I won't argue with you. Maybe a little more consistency. But I just think if you move Jared Allen, you need to go get two big guys.
Okay, because I was going to say, what if we talk to move Mobley up to the five and go to go for like a Cam Johnson or something else and to create more driving lanes.
But you still then, Taylor, still need to go get another big guy. I mean, an NBA team in this day and age, I think, needs to have three viable big guys that they could give some playing time to, at the very least two. And if you trade Jarrett, who's a terrific defender, and remember, if you got Donovan and Darius, you better have some interior defense because they're not going to play great defense out on the perimeter. And I think that Jarrett and Evan combined allow you to have Darius out there playing point guard because they can cover up a lot of his defensive mistakes.
I reworked that trade in the trade machine. It did work. I just don't think once we hit the cap it would. So
as of
right now, because Garland is more than Maxey because he's 36 mil and Maxey's 35 mil.
You made me feel better. Nate's just in Lorraine.
Yeah.
Nate.
Hey, guys. Can you hear me?
Yes, yeah, sir. We can.
Okay. This whole thing, I think people are just overlooking or refuse their, I don't know if it's denial, but when they talk about defense in the perimeter, we lost this series because our perimeter players, I'm going to name two guys, and I find it strange. No one will even talk about moving these guys. Why are we not talking about moving on from Ty Jerome? Totally outplayed, couldn't get the ball across half court on one occasion. The other should have been called. We lost on the perimeter. You can't have two guys playing at the same time between him and Merrill who cannot defend on the perimeter against Mazarin, Neesmith, Nembhard, and Halliburton. And the other guy said earlier that he shortened the rotation. Yes, he did. We need to move on from those two. If I can get Caris LeVert back for that, to pair with that, because let me take Craig Porter Jr. here real quick.
So Jerome, wait, just Nate, to
Jerome's
go back,
a free agent.
Yeah, he's an unrestricted free agent. So you've already moved on, and we've talked about what he would cost the Cavs. So you're going to get your wish on that.
Okay.
Probably.
So, yeah. Because I looked at Craig Porter Jr. when they're talking about promoting from within, Jalen Tyson at 6'6". All I know in Green 2, Craig Porter Jr. came in. He got a block on McConnell at the rim, stopped that basket. He put defense on Halliburton and Nembhard. They couldn't get past him. And he got a steal and went down and dunked it. And the coach put him on the bench. And he just stuck with Ty Jerome to where it was obviously shown that this guy cannot. He doesn't have, not that he doesn't try, he doesn't have the requisite skill set.
Nate, thank you very much. Ty Jerome's a free agent. We'll see. Craig Porter came in and actually did have an impact on that game and didn't play very much. And Ty Jerome, remember, sat most of Game 5, then came in and actually made an impact against Indiana.
But
we're going to talk a lot of Cavs in the offseason because it's a big story. You know, the team was 64 wins in the regular season and then knocked out in the second round of the playoffs again. And, You know, you keep rolling the same thing back, Andy, time after time, expecting different results. We'll see. We'll see. It's a big deal. We're going to talk a little Guardians coming up next. Also, in 22 minutes, Browns OTA talk. Stefanski, Flacco, Pickett, all coming up.